Questions for Coach Allen?
Coach, in practice, does the backup long snapper take any reps at all?
He's worked on snapping the ball, and actually he's done a nice job in practice, but it's obviously a lot different when you get into a game-like situation. He was put into a tough situation, and it hurt us. Well, I mean, we've got to eliminate the self-inflicted wounds. That's the thing that has hurt us in the preseason. It obviously hurt us tonight. And we've got to find a way to get those things eliminated. Because really, when you look at it, you know, we did some good things in the game. You know, defensively, I thought we played really pretty well. There's really a couple of plays. You know, we gave up a big pass to Meacham. You know, on a third down situation, you know, and then we gave up a long drive there in the second quarter where they kind of got our offense a little bit out of rhythm because they were able to possess the ball so long. So I thought there was, you know, there's some positive things that we could gather from that. I thought Carson played well today. You know, again, offensively, I thought we were able to move the ball. We just didn't have a lot of points to show for it. Well, I think anytime you don't have one of your better players, it's something that you got to try to work to overcome. He was very close. You know, he probably could have played in the game, but I chose not to play him because it's a long season, and we've got 15 more of these games left to play. So I wanted to make sure that we had him healthy for the majority of the season. No, we didn't consider that. And Tommy had, you know, he had two offside penalties in the game, and he knows that that's unacceptable, and we can't have those. But, you know, it looked like he was able to get that corrected throughout the rest of the game.
I guess what I'm asking is, are there repercussions? Is there a standard at all for if X amount of mistakes happen, this is what happens?
No, we don't set hard line rules like that. You know, at the end of the day, We understand that we've got to eliminate the penalties. We had six penalties for 35 yards, I believe it was, in the game. So penalties wasn't what cost us the football game. It was the self-inflicted wounds of turning the ball over and giving them possession of the ball on our end of the field.
But didn't he take him out for a few plays right after the second penalty? I thought he came off the field.
Yeah, he came off. I mean, you know, part of that is fatigue, you know. And when you get fatigued, you have lapses mentally. So, yeah, we took him out of the game.
How hard was it to watch the special teams, especially the punt?
Well, it was hard. It was hard, you know, because you didn't know what you were going to get from one play to the next. And, you know, we're going to have a plan for that going forward, and we got to make sure that we don't let that happen again. Well, we'll look at that tomorrow, and we'll find out what options we have available to us. But we're going to make sure we have somebody that can, you know, handle those duties.
Why were you able to get more pressure on Rivers?
Say that again.
Why were you able to get more pressure on Rivers?
Well, I think a couple things. I think their offensive line did a nice job of protecting tonight, and you know, Phillip did a nice job of retreating some in the pocket and buying himself some time and being able to throw the ball. He did that a couple of times, and where we had a chance maybe to get to him. I thought Phillip played well. He's a good quarterback. We got a lot of respect for him. We got a lot of respect for the Chargers and the team that they are, and they executed. All right, they were better than us tonight.
Is that what you expected to see on Darren, the way he was used, or did he himself that way?
Really, at the end of the day, that's the way the game led itself. You know, Darren's going to get some touches. He's an explosive playmaker for us, so we're going to use him. But we'll go back and we'll look at the tape and we'll see, you know, if there's some things where we can maybe utilize some other people. But you know, it's football. We're going to use him.
Bartell, what's his status right now?
Bartell had a shoulder, so we're going to continue to evaluate him. I don't know what his status is right now, other than I know he's got an injured shoulder. My initial impressions was I thought there were some good and some bad, but I thought overall he held up okay.
Did you ever think about going for it on the fourth down, especially as close as they're not?
On which fourth down? Down at the end of the half? No, I wanted to get points on the board right there at the end of the half. I mean, we used our last timeout right there at the end, and so we wanted to make sure that we were able to get 3 points on the board there.
If it hadn't been a first down, would you have gone for
it? If it hadn't been a first down and if they'd have put the time back on the clock, we would have tried to see if we couldn't get it in the end zone.
Once they stack the box against the run, would you have thought it might open up more things downfield for more passes downfield?
Well, I mean, I thought Carson threw the ball well. I thought that we were able to throw the ball effectively in the game. So I didn't feel like that was the issue.
The guys, Dennis, that didn't, they were not active, they were injured. Jacoby Forbes, was he here, and is there any update on his score?
I don't have an update on Jacoby today. We'll get in as an organization and look at it tomorrow and see where we're at, see where Jacoby's at. He was not at the game, no.
How about Kreiner? His ankle got worse, I guess, or what happened there?
No, Kreiner's ankle was fine. Didn't notice anything in the game. He was just limited in the packages because he was so limited this week as far as practice was concerned.
Anything else? Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.